now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, this is Cooper. This week on the show, we talk to a tiki carver by the name of Marcus Thorne from Australia, who has got some big news for us about his latest project. I've got a new gadget for your bachelor pad that's going to give you that technological gadgeted up bachelor pad effect. There is such a word. Plus, we've got some great gigs from across the globe to check out. We're going to play some new stuff. In fact, new music from a band we spoke to last week called Nutty. And also Mr. Robert Hicks as well. That is coming your way tonight here on the Cocktail Nation. Let's kick it off with Spyfy. Looking forward to their new album coming out real soon. And here's WEB theme on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to UltraSwank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper and Leonard Nimoy, music to watch girls by. It's all thanks to Ultra Swank. And on the show this week, friend of the Cocktail Nation, Tiki Carver, Marcus Thorndale, I believe you have a big announcement for us, mate.
Yes, Coop. The first Tiki Beat Bar is going to be opening up in Perth and Fremantle, Western Australia. And I'm pretty excited about it, but very stressed over it as well.
Now Tiki Beat is your brand name, pretty much, and of course your website. This is going to be attached to the bar that you're going to be involved in, and most importantly, you've been heavily involved in the design of this Tiki Bar, haven't you?
Yes, they first contacted me to design the bar, and so once I designed the bar and they had planned that they wanted me to carve the whole bar out. So basically just designing something, I felt that I wanted to do something completely different than anything in Australia. So what I thought was the main thing was to have most carvings built into the bar. So it looked like something that was probably built maybe late 1800s, early 1900s.
Cool.
But had a real built-in feeling, you know, which meant carved ship figureheads, you know, built into the bars and behind the bar, as well as carvings built all through the place.
That's pretty exciting, and I think this is going to be a Tiki Bar unlike any that we've had in Australia. And some of the ones we've had in Australia, and there's, I can name three, I can name three off the top of my head that are currently in existence that probably aren't quite of the same standard that you're going to find in places overseas, are you? Let's get real about it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think as, you know, the biggest thing is a budget. I mean, a lot of bars are opening up with budgets, which means that most bars, when they do open and they're going to go along with the Tiki Bar, they're going to just collect and add to a bar.
Yeah.
But something with what we're doing, as like what you're saying, is like Trader Vic's and all that. It's a concept that, you know, was very much designed and drawn. You know, the architects and designers doing all that way back in the 40s and 50s and earlier. And that's pretty much what I'm trying to go along with and do the same thing that they did back then.
Has this been a difficult sort of project? I mean, I know that you've been working at it for a long time. In fact, Holden Westland, he didn't give it away, but he told me that something big was happening. We mentioned on the show and the standby, and this is the big announcement. Was it a difficult thing? Because I know this has been going for a fair while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think some people start and they say, "Oh my God, why the hell did I even start this?" It's been the most stressful thing, and because I'm not actually the owner of this bar, you can imagine the name being used, which meant a lot of lawyers and things had to be involved in the whole process, but at the same time, you know, it is my name on it, and anything that's connected to it when it comes to even music, the taste of the drinks, what kind of drinks, you know, it all comes back on Tiki Beat. It doesn't come back on anybody else.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I own it in the way of I have control over the way the place look, you know, should run and everything. Even the uniforms, you know, and designs on T-shirts and merchandise, everything, swizzle sticks, you know, Tiki mugs, menus, everything I had to design because I did. And I think that's when it gets really complicated and very stressful, because you're really kind of thinking, well, I've got to do everything because I don't know if I can put it into someone else's hands to design and do them, you know, without me.
And for our American friends, to put this into perspective too, this is the interesting thing. You're based on the east coast of Australia in the state of Queensland, and then this Tiki Bar is on the west coast of Australia in Perth. And almost about the same distance from one side to the other. So this must be difficult. How are you managing to handle all of this as far as the carving and measuring and working out and everything that you've got to do?
I know. That is the craziest part about this whole project. I mean, I've had a... We started off... We kind of like... We had a manager there and they've got the owner, and then, of course, they've got an interior designer, because it's... This bar that is the Tiggy Beat Bar, which is a cocktail bar, is a complete closed-in building amongst another big part of the hotel and two other bars. So it was, you can imagine, even the poor interior designer is going, why am I even here? Why am I even doing this? Because anything that I say or do, I have to go through Marcus, and I'll usually have to say, no, that's not how I want it. So, yes, and that's hard too. And because, like you're saying, it was so far, the distance between us, that was where it was so hard, because they're all saying, okay, the hardest part about this is with Marcus is that it's all in his head. Mm. I had to sketch every single inch of this bar, and then builders are contacting me and asking me how to stain something, and I want it stained to how I want it. I would do it myself, so it has been hard, and I don't think I would ever do it again unless I don't think I would ever do something that far apart. But
most importantly, it's going to be a great tiki bar.
It's going to be a great tiki bar, and there is talk that I'm excited about, doing another one, which will be totally my own in Queensland. So that's probably going to be the next project.
Good stuff. Now, speaking of future things, I know you're heading up to Cairns for a ukulele festival.
Yes, it's a ukulele festival in Cairns, like you said, and it's in July the 4th to the 7th. I never even knew we even had anything like it until they contacted me, and they sent me pictures, and then they sent me a video of one of the years, and it was like 20,000 people there.
Yeah, I know.
It was crazy.
I discovered the whole ukulele thing last year, and I was amazed at how big it was. And you're heading over to the Hawaiian Antiques and Collectibles Fair as well. That's in July, and you're going to be doing some carving.
Yes, I'm happy that I have done the show before. It was a few years ago they had me there as a guest, and they contacted me again and said, would you like to come and do the show again? And it's pretty much they just set me all up there, and I just stand there and start carving and talk to a lot of people. And it's great, because I've had a lot of the elders come up to me and... which was always nerve-wracking, and very happy with an outsider like myself being in their country.
Cool. Well, look, it's wonderful to hear about this great news of this new tiki bar coming to Perth. We won't give out any dates yet. It is coming up very, very soon, but keep your radio locked to Cocktail Nation, and I'll get the details out for the exact dates and the big parties that I'm sure are going to be going along with it as well. Marcus, it's been great talking to you.
Yep, thanks, Coop. Thanks for everything.
That's Marcus Thorne, tiki carver extraordinaire on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Stuart Floyd from Don Tiki. You're listening to The Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Donation Don Tiki and Heat. Some swank advice tonight on creating the modern day bachelor pad. You know, back in the 1960s, there were many bachelor pad films about, and one of the key fantasies of this model was the fully decked out, technologically advanced bachelor pad. The reality of these films was that it was pretty much impossible for the average Joe to have one of these bachelor pads. Sure, there might have been some rich guys who might have had access to this kind of technology and gadgetry, but the fact remains that the Cat, who's on an average wage, might have had a nice pad, but he couldn't have recreated what he saw on the big screen. Well, the good news is that you and I live in the 21st century. And yes, I know sometimes living in modern times does have its downsides, such as rude people who think that flip-flops are appropriate footwear for nights out in the town, and people who think that the F-bomb is appropriate language for all occasions, regardless of whether there are ladies or children present. Regardless, the 21st century has brought the future to our door. Granted, I still don't own a flying car or a jetpack, as promised by the Jetsons, but it is here. Today, thanks to modern technology, you can actually create the fully decked out bachelor pad that will impress your date. A company called Belkin has recently invented a gadget that can remotely control your apartment cheaply and easily. Now, Belkin's Wemo switch can trigger devices in your pad with motion. You just need to place the sensor where you want it, connect it to the Wemo switch controlling a light, or well, a light will come on as you pass it by. You can also use it to have appliances wake up and perform their tasks once you get near them, or perhaps go to sleep when you leave. There's even a free Wemo app, so you can actually tell your switches and motion sensors what to do and when to do it. You can name every item you're controlling with the Wemo, and you can even take its picture. And that will appear next to its name. With wireless technology, you can play your music through every room in the pad. You can even have a robotic vacuum cleaner tidy up your digs while you're out and about having a good time on the town. Modern remote control units like the Wemo make setting the mood quickly and easy, and it allows you to impress your date. So I encourage you to check out the possibilities of marrying technology and bachelor pad swankness together in your lair. It's not a bad idea. Bachelor pad music right now with Howard Roberts and Love.
www.cocktailnation.net. minute. There's something going on here. And here. And here. That one man and only one man can solve. The world is in turmoil. Frenzied diplomats turn to their computers and come up with the one individual on Earth who can snatch victory from defeat.
Lounge leader Coop Cooper with the Tiki Aki Orchestra, thanks to ultraswank.net. You can catch them at Tiki Oasis this year. The song we just played is Black Sand. Here's the ultimate bachelor pad accessory that I came across this week. Your own island. It sounds fantastic, doesn't it? But it is possible. An Austrian firm has developed what it hopes to be the next big thing for the mega-rich, a man-made island. A floating island with a list price of 5.2 million euro, or around about $6.5 million. It measures 66 feet by 121 feet, or for those into the metric system, 20 metres by 37 metres. The Orsos Island has no engine, but can actually be anchored anywhere that the owners choose, and then towed to another location if they wish. It's been invented by a Hungarian fellow by the name of Gabor Orsos. And he says there's been massive interest from across the world, from Australia, China, and the United States. They've already finished with their first pre-orders, and they've got potential buyers coming in from across the world. The island is actually environmentally friendly, fully self-sufficient with solar panels and wind generators, providing the power, and it can sleep 12 people plus crew, and offers around about 10,000 square feet of living space. No islands have actually been produced, and once the manufacturing actually starts, it's going to be initially landlocked in Slovakia, but they expect them to be out and about across the world inside the next 18 months or so. Pretty exciting stuff. I'm not going to tell you, I don't think $6 million is that bad a price for an island, just quietly. Well, maybe that's just me. This is Luis Bonfa and Bossa Nova Cha-Cha.
Bossa Nova Cha-Cha. Bossa Nova Cha-Cha. Bossa Nova Cha-Cha. Bossa Nova Cha-Cha. Thank you.
Hey, it's Sonny from Nutty, and you're listening to a track from our new CD entitled Jet Setter Jazz, The Persuasive Sounds of Nutty.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to stand. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore. But I love you. Yes, I love you. Gazing at people, some hand in hand. Just what I'm going through, they can't understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you're gonna be in the end. And I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you.
gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room. Bedsitter people look back and lament. Another day is useless, energy spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and suckles her son. Senior citizens, man, wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night. Remove the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white.
But
we decide which is right and which is an illusion.
The Cocktail Nation with Nutty there and Five Nights. That's one from their latest album called Jet Set of Jazz, the persuasive sounds of Nutty, and the song Five Nights, of course, a combination of Nights in White Satin and Take Five by Dave Brubeck. I tell you what, I just love this album, which was hand-delivered to the Penthouse Lounge Room just recently. It's the latest one from one of my favourite lounge acts from the City of Angels, Nutty. The second album is one you've just got to throw onto the hi-fi, and it's one of those ones where you're listening to it, you're going to go, ah, yeah, as you realise what they're coming up with. It's not your typical lounge band, I suppose. There's no simple cover songs of a pop or rock act, which is then replicated and reproduced with a lounge feel, as some acts do. There are covers, but they're immersed in clever arrangements and intelligent switching of chords and themes. Do check it out. In fact, a full review of the album you're going to find on the website, cocktailnation.net, if you'd like to check that out. You can also find our gigs across the globe. World of Swank now. Otto's Grotto, the first Wednesday of the month at Forbidden Island, Alameda. This one through from DJ Mike Jetsetter Jones, June 29, 20,000 Cocktails Under the Sea with Marina the Fire Eating Mermaid. Nutty, who we just played a second ago, Skinny's Lounge, July 12. Hip Kitty, July 28. This is in Claremont, California. July 6, Tales from the Tiki Lounge with Brad Tiki Shark Parker at La Luz de Jesus Gallery on Hollywood Boulevard. This is a special show of his. Tiki Carver, Marcus Thorne heading up to the Cairns Ukulele Festival July 3 and then over to the Hawaiian Antiques and Collectibles Fair as a guest artist July 21 and 22. Martini Kings July 10 have got their vinyl release of the LP Palm Springs Serenade. We're going to be talking to them real soon. This is out by our good friend Lee over at Dionysus Records. Tuesday nights, New York City, we've got PKNY Primitiva in Hi-Fi. Tiki Oasis is just around the corner, August 12, and at the end of the year, Don Tiki does Disney, December 20, at the Walt Disney Concert Hall, 111 South Grand Avenue in Los Angeles. Back into the music right now, Dinah Kroll, and I'll hang my tears out to dry.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. And as the twilight steals, I know how the lady when I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, where is he? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops, hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories, remind him of our crazy scheme. Somebody said, just forget about him. I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I get along without him. Then one day, he passed me right by.
Romance, no go. Thought maybe I'm missing out. Kept seeing couples all about. Decided I'd try it, then I invited you home. You keep coming back for more. I keep telling you love's a bore. You said I was just your type. Thought it was only for a night. It's cool being single, don't mingle with you. That was the end of me. That was the end of me. That was the end of me. When you came through my door. I don't get a moment's rest. Cause baby, you're such a pest. You may think that it's sublime. I'm certain love's a waste of time. Don't get the idea, I wanna see you again. That was the end of me. That was the end of me. That was the end of me. When you came through my door. Just call it quits, 'cause romance is just a pitch. Girls keep asking me my name, I tell you I feel just the same. I don't want the numbers, I'd rather slumber alone, 'cause that was the end of me. That was the end of me. That was the end of me. When you came through my door, that was the end of me. That was the end of me. When you came through my door.
The Conctonation with Robert Hicks. That was the end of me. Well, that's the end of the show tonight. Martini Kings are coming up next week. They're going to be talking about their new vinyl album called Palm Springs Serenade. It's the first commitment to vinyl. Looking forward to finding out about this brand new album. Going to leave you with Hugo Montenegro and the theme from I Spy. Stay hip.